Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah.
The weekend. Wow, this week went by lightning fast. Lightning fast. Glad to be with you every weeknight on Overnight America. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryan Recker. And if you miss any part of the show, download the podcast for free. KMOX.com/ONA. I need to get that dude that wears those suits with the question marks on it to come on and just be in the studio when I say the word free, and he could be in the background like he did those infomercials. Free! Everything's free. The government's got it for free. And you can find it on your favorite podcast app as well. Overnight America. Yes, it's there too. So something was on Fox 2 earlier, and they were one of the only media members from St. Louis that spoke to the Virgin Hyperloop One CEO that was in Kansas City. And they were out there with their Fox affiliate in Kansas City. Apparently, Missouri's a front runner for the futuristic mode of transportation. This super high-speed tube train. I mean, that's what it is. They basically just want to run it along, I believe, 70, just from straight across the state. And it's going to cost, I wonder how much money it's going to cost to build this tube train that's super-duper fast. They say $7 to $10 billion with a B, billion. You serious, Clark? So let's hear this story out. Let's hear the CEO out. I just do not buy into this Hyperloop. Everyone makes it sound like it is the greatest thing since the Wright brothers invented the airplane. And oh my goodness, we got to be on the forefront of the giant tube that shoots you between St. Louis and Kansas City. No, we don't. We don't have to be wasting our money on something like this. We really don't.
Fire.
This is the technology that promises to one day carry you from Kansas City to St. Louis in under 30 minutes.
And they're so optimistic about this. Oh, this is the greatest thing ever. Everyone's all happy. How much does it cost? Oh, don't worry about how much it costs, because it's super cool. They whisper into your ears. They, like, come in real close. They put their arm around you. It's super duper cool. Be very, very careful of projects that have the B after the number. Yeah, when you get to the billions of dollars, be super careful. We can't even do a trolley project here in St. Louis that was, you couldn't keep it on time. It was way over budget. You wasted a ton of money on it. We can't make our money up on it. I had a terrible experience trying to ride the trolley myself. We can't even do that. It's a stupid train on rail that they have going just a couple of miles. So we're going to put a tube up that goes from here to Columbia to Kansas City. And we're going to spend $10 billion on this thing. You're telling me that everything's just going to be all hunky-dory? We can't even do a trolley. Come on now.
This video is from Virgin Hyperloop One's test site near Las Vegas. And today, the company's CEO came to Kansas City with two main messages. Yes, Jay Walder insists this technology is possible. And secondly, Missouri's...
What do you mean, yes, it's possible? Wait. Time out. When I hear yes, it's possible, that means... is it not fully developed yet? So we're going to throw billions of dollars at something that's not developed, that they're not ready to put down, in hopes that, oh, please, 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 please work. You know what that sounds like? It's this Solyndra garbage that the government invested in during the Obama administration that was going to be the next renewable energy and everything's going to be wonderful. We just need to throw money at it. Oh, yeah, and then it folds. So we're going to take $7 to $10 billion with government money, give it to this company that hasn't developed it yet? So are they hoping we're going to be the ones that are dumb enough to give it to them? Everyone's so optimistic about this thing. Oh, everything's so great. Oh, it's the greatest thing ever. Hop in a tube, we'll shoot you to Kansas City. Have you ever once woke up in the morning and said, man, I wish I can hop into a tube and I can be in Kansas City. You can just shoot me 600 miles an hour down this thing. Has anyone ever once said that's the mode that you want to? And I guess if you're traveling between St. Louis and Kansas City all that often, what's that going to replace? Do you have a private jet or do you have air travel? Because you're not driving it. If you're doing that every day, there's no way you're driving that sort of thing.
His bid for a Hyperloop is a lead contender.
What I would tell you is that this is my very first trip to visit a state where they've been working on Hyperloop.
At least 10 states are hoping to get the first Hyperloop, an innovation that sounds...
Let's you know what, California, this sounds like it's more of your deal. Go ahead, let someone else deal with it. You know, let them work out the bugs. Let them waste the billions of dollars. We don't have the money here in Missouri to waste. We do not. And it was a different story when you dangled this out in front of Amazon to try to come and develop the next big headquarters here in the state. It was a whole different story when you said, okay, we're going to develop this Hyperloop thing too to lure those, you know, tens of thousands of jobs in. But this is a different story now. Amazon's not coming. We don't need the loop.
Sounds more like sci-fi than mass transit.
I think it's awesome.
If it's real, if it's safe, yeah, awesome.
But Hyperloop in Missouri also has plenty of skeptics.
When are they going to get the money? Who's going to give up the money for the Hyperloop?
Today, Jay Walder came to KC to address the doubters and the dreamers. The Hyperloop from here to St. Louis would cost between $7 and $10 billion, paid for with a mix of private and public money. So how does it work? The Hyperloop pod...
It's funny, they breeze right through that. Oh, no, it's just going to cost a mere $7 to $10 billion. And when they have private money, you think private money is going to put up billions of dollars, or do you think the government's going to be the one to put up those billions of dollars? This is so ridiculous. This is such a waste of money. We do not need this thing, and we don't need to be the ones to break ground on it to find out it doesn't work and people aren't going to use it. Use the trolley here in St. Louis as means to understand that, yes, you have novelty ways of transportation. It doesn't mean people are going to use it the way you think they're going to use it or want to use it that way. And what are you going to do? Oh, I'm just going to go spend a day in Kansas City and come back or whatever it is. Then what happens when the Hyperloop gets stuck and now you can't make it back and you're in Kansas City? What happens then? You're going to spend a couple $100 to get a plane ticket back last minute? You and your family, you know, $300 each or whatever they charge you for last minute stuff? Or then again, you're going 600 miles an hour. What happens then when there's something that happens inside of this trolley thing? 600 miles an hour from, think about what happens when there's an accident on the highway. God forbid, you know, you're going 70 miles an hour and something happens. Think about 600 miles an hour. It's like a plane crash and you don't survive that. Here's some text messages coming in, and I'd love to get your calls. Maybe you're more optimistic about this than I am. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Says, yes, I want to hear more how conservatives are scared of the future. No one's scared of the future. You know what? All these other countries that have these high-speed rails, you want to know why it hasn't caught on here in the United States? Because no one wants it. No one wants it. You know how many billionaires and investors we have that want to do things like this? They don't. You want to know why? Because they know they're not going to make money on it. They're not going to make money. It's not worth their time. Go hide somewhere else if you can't adopt to it. No. Stop hiding behind text messages. Call on in. I dare you. You tell me how this is going to work. No, you tell me this is worth $10 billion with a straight voice. You tell me this is worth $10 billion. I dare you. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. No one's afraid here. This is just stupid. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
News at the top of every hour. St. Louis's news, traffic, and weather.
I don't know what year it was when The Simpsons did that classic episode about the monorail. It had to have been early 90s. It was one of their earlier episodes. But I feel like the monorail salesman is coming into Missouri and pitching this to us, and we are just falling for it. Do you remember that?
You know, a town with money's a little like the mule with a spinning wheel. No one knows how he got it, and danged if he knows how to use it.
And that's Virgin Mobile or whatever coming in and trying to sell us the Hyperloop.
And I come before you good people tonight with an idea. Probably the greatest... Oh, it's not for you. It's more of a Shelbyville idea.
It's more of a Chicago type of idea. Ooh.
Now, wait just a minute.
We're twice as smart as the people of Shelbyville.
Of Chicago.
Just tell us your idea and we'll vote for it.
All right. I tell you what I'll do. I'll show you my idea. I give you the Springfield Monorail.
That's essentially what's happening, and this is how I feel. I feel like Marge on the way home from that meeting. And they're hitting, like, every pothole.
I still think we should have spent the money to fix Main Street.
Well, you should have written a song like that guy.
We shouldn't have just written a song. Maybe we could come up with a better way to spend $10 billion. I don't know. Call me crazy, but, you know, there's a lot of things that you can spend $10 billion on. A lot of things. We have infrastructure issues. We're talking about failing bridges here. We don't know what we're going to do. We can't pass a gas tax. We don't know where the money's going to go. We have issues with crime here. We have homeless issues all across Missouri, and here in St. Louis in particular, we got homeless issues. We got deteriorating buildings. We don't know where some of this money's going to go when it comes to maintaining the soccer stadium. Hey, we got the land, and I know, privately speaking, what about putting some aside in case something happens in the future? You know, we're talking about, oh, we got to merge the city and county because we got no money, and that's the only way we can survive. And then we're going to talk about spending $10 billion on a super-duper fast tube train? Give me a break. Mark calling in from St. Louis. Hey, Mark, what's going on?
Hey, Ryan. I came in on the tail end of that, and I was just talking to my wife about that rail system. And that, I mean, $10 billion, come on. I mean, we have a lot of, like you say, the infrastructure of Missouri, and particularly St. Louis City. I mean, we could do a lot with $10 billion. $10 billion.
Yeah, with a B.
And as far as that rail system, I mean, nobody in their right mind, you know, really wants to travel 200 plus miles an hour, you know, on a rail system.
It's like,
I mean,
600.
You know, and that's even worse. I mean, you know, going 65, 75 miles an hour on a highway is already dangerous enough. But, you know, what happens when you got, you know, inclement weather or an unexpected ice storm or something, and you know, the thing breaks down or the track freezes up or something like that.
Who knows?
I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, and who knows? And what we don't know is all the way between here and Kansas City, the thing's going to be unguarded. So it's going to be like, think about what happens sometimes with these oil pipes. You have this big, long oil pipes that go over long periods. And then all of a sudden there's a leak somewhere and it's just, you know,
exactly.
It shuts everything down. So we're going to have these long periods and stretches where who knows what's going to happen in between them. And I think they're highly, highly overestimating how many people are going to use this thing. Kind of like they did with the trolley here in St. Louis. They thought, oh, it's going to be a big moneymaker. So it takes them a couple of extra years to build this thing. And what, we're at a quarter of the revenue that they thought they would be generating by now? It's ridiculous. It's because people don't look at this as a main form of transportation. It's a novelty, and they're treating it like everyone's going to be using it all the time. It's such a waste of money.
Absolutely. I mean, look at, for instance, Ryan, look at the Del Mar Loop trolley.
Yeah.
Nobody is going to use that thing. So, I mean, who in their right mind wants to use the monorail system? I mean, we can't even get the Del Mar Loop trolley thing up and running.
It's not, you know, they got two things and only one of them runs half the time because it gets broken down or busted up. And then it's you can never tell where the thing is. It's not like you have to, on a whim, be lucky enough to see the thing to hop on it. Because if you're dumb enough to wait for it, you're going to be there an hour and then you're going to get stranded somewhere else or have to wait longer when the car pulls in front of it and they got to wait for someone to come service the thing. So it's got all kinds of issues. And you know what? Nobody's got time for that. Nobody's got time.
No. And as far as that St. Louis city county merger thing, that's just a ploy to get money to use towards other things. I mean, you know, they want to say, oh, we're going to do this with the city and we're going to bring the city and county together. And I believe personally, once they get the funding to even think about doing that, that money is going to go elsewhere. I mean, and who's to say, okay, you merge the city and county together. Okay, who gets what? What parts of the city and what parts of the county gets this? Does this, I mean, it's just a big mess.
Yeah, don't forget, there was a report that came out from some UMSL professors, and we talked to Terry Jones on this program. So they did an analysis of the numbers, and they said, no, we're not going to be saving close to, what was it, a billion or 10 million or whatever it was over the course of 10 years. Was it 10 million a year or so? What, I don't know. It was a lot of money. They said, we're not going to be saving. We're going to be in the hole. We're going to lose money on this unless something else gives. So there's the better together numbers are not adding up.
Yeah, and another thing, what about if the city and county, they do decide to merge? I mean, are we going to have one mayor? Are we going to have, you know, I mean, what are we going to get rid of some of the alder men and women? I don't know how that's going
to
work.
Yeah, and part of this too is, you know, they're a paid group to pitch it and try to get it sold. And when it's done, they hand it off and say, well, now it's up to you. All of the politicians that haven't figured out how to make things work all together, we're just going to hand it over to you and maybe you'll figure it out now. I don't trust that. None of this I trust.
I don't either, Ryan. I don't either.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Good to hear from you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Yeah, I got so many trust issues. You want us to write a check for $10 billion for a super-duper fast train tube. Charlie, all the way from Minnesota. Charlie, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Just listening to you.
I'm getting worked up. This is the last hour of the show for the week, and I'm all worked up. This is a great way to start the weekend, I guess.
I heard the Blues had won.
Oh, yeah. Big win.
And then I was watching my hometown team, Spurs, beat the Nuggets. So now it's a bloody showdown come Saturday night.
Ah, I see. I didn't know you were a big basketball fan.
Oh, yeah. As far as your money for that so-called rail line.
Hyperloop.
Just take it and bank it until something comes up that you need it for.
No, it's not like we have the money sitting around waiting for us to invest it. We don't have the money.
If they're going to do it, take the money, bank it, wait till something comes up that you can use it for.
Oh, we got a lot of things it could be used for. We have all kinds of infrastructure
and then
problems.
I think I got your counties or your county deals all solved.
Oh, you're talking about the merger with the city and county?
Uh-huh.
Oh, great.
Just create another Twin Cities.
Like you did in Minnesota there with St. Paul and...
Yeah. Just create a Twin Cities. You got the Mississippi like it is up here. So mark off the boundary lines along the Mississippi and say...
I guess I'm confused. It's not like there's a lot of big city on the other side of the Mississippi the way... It's not like that in Minneapolis and St. Paul. It's a little bit different geographically. This is tough you wouldn't know any different unless you were to look at a map. You wouldn't know that the city of St. Louis stops at some point. It just continues on.
That's what I mean. Just outline it and divide it and call it that. Just like up here and just like in Illinois, they got the quad cities and, you know, figured, there you go.
Well, that's the way it is now. It's just the city and county are... That's the way they operate together. It's just they're not they're a lot of duplicate services.
And then give them enough money, and if one blows, like New York did, let them suffer.
All right, Charlie. Hey, good to hear from you. I'm glad you called in, and hopefully you don't hurt yourself this weekend. Any snow coming your way?
We're going to get a little bit of it.
I heard that Michigan was getting hit, and I thought for sure it's going to be on the path. I'm sure Charlie's going to be out there scraping some snow.
Nope. It's too warm to shovel it. But, we're going to get some slush out of it.
Yeah. Well, good luck
with
that.
And so far, I'm doing great.
Oh, good. Good to hear that. Not hurting yourself. That's good.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing that.
Good. Very good. All right, Charlie.
So anyway, I overheard you say on your program one night, let everybody take turns calling, not the same callers every night.
We needed callers,
Okay, then I'll give them a week or two, and then I'll call in.
Yeah, call once a week's pretty good if you wanted to hold back. That seems to be the right pace.
Well, yeah, because it gives everybody a chance. Yeah.
Well, it's not like we're flush with calls all the time. You know, it's 1:30 in the morning here in St. Louis. It's not like everyone's up ready to make phone calls, you know, so... like anyone that wants to participate, I like it. And what I would rather have, more people that disagree with me. I'd love to talk to someone that thinks the Hyperloop is the greatest thing since sliced bread. I'm still waiting for that call.
Well, we got the light rail up here, and it's doing okay.
Yeah, okay. Hey, thanks, Charlie. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear from you, too.
All right. Good to hear from Minnesota. Let's just look at the Metrolink, for example, and public transportation in general. How many issues we have when it comes to funding and people using it and attendance and the crime and all the other issues that go along with it. Now, this is within a city, a large city. I mean, between the city and county and just this metropolitan area, you know, over 2 million people. There's a lot of people here. So by default, there's going to be some that required public transportation. Do you think we have that many people transporting themselves between St. Louis and Kansas City? You think there's that many? Or do you think we're going to end up with people, maybe even a less of a demand for it? And it's going to be kind of like a Metrolink where less and less people are going to use it. It's not going to be financially viable. It's going to be a money pit. And even if the technology works, because by all indications, by their own CEO that was on the Fox station over in Kansas City, Fox 4, that was part of that report there, they make it sound like they're close to developing it. It's not even fully ready yet. They're still testing. They don't even know if this thing's going to be ready. Are they depending on a $10 paycheck in order to get this thing figured out? Or is it going to be one of those deals, kind of like when you see these startups that think they know it all, and then they get the funding they ask for, and then they got to go back and ask for more and more and more and more. And you know what? When it's to the government, they don't feel shame when they do it. They just ask for more. Oh, it's just a pain. All right, another half hour left. And if you want to chime in, you can. 314-436-7900 on Overnight America KMOX.
Get ready for the Cards and Cincinnati Reds tonight. Ameren Total Access 620. First pitch 7:15. Following the game, it's live with Mike Shannon and Mike Claiborne, with special guest Reds broadcaster and former pitcher Jeff Brantley. Hear it all right here on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX.
You know who I haven't heard from in a while? Bree. How are you, Bree?
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Good hearing your voice again.
Oh, thank you. It's always, I get to listen to yours every night.
Oh, great. So how have you been? What's going on?
Oh, well, it's been pouring down raining here every day.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, everything's been going as usual. Nothing bothers me, you know.
So,
I was just listening to this about this monorail.
Yeah.
We have, since 2008, Amtrak and the Texas Eagle has been running, and they since 2008, they've received $1.2 billion a year from Congress, yet they lose $1.45 billion every year.
Wait, what does?
What?
What's it called?
Amtrak.
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 Oh, Amtrak, like the train?
Right.
Oh, Amtrak,
the
really?
Train.
They're
and
losing
we have,
that
we
much.
We have what's called the Super Texas Eagles that comes to St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And they not only come to St. Louis, but they run through Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah.
So that should tell the people up there that wants that monorail. If Amtrak can't do it since 2008, they're losing $1.4 billion a year.
I know, and that infrastructure's already laid down. The rail's there. This is they'd have to build a brand new infrastructure for, and we're only talking about from one side of the state to the other.
And I go on the Amtrak to Dallas to see my sister, and the train is practically empty.
Yeah. That's what you see, too, a lot of times with our own issues. The Metrolink is something that is kind of like the public transportation on rail here, and it's not heavily used. I mean, it's used, but it's not heavily used. A lot of people shy away from it because of the crime issues. But we also have this thing that we just built. It's a brand new trolley because they thought this is the way you appeal to the hipsters. Put a trolley in a certain area. Well, that's not going so well either. And it took them years longer than they thought it would, and millions more. And I just see that happening again. This is just the trolley all over again, except to we're not spending millions. We're going to spend billions.
Right. If Amtrak can't make it still after this is, 9 years, that's when they went broke and they had to refund them. And they're getting $1.2 billion a year from Congress to keep them alive, and yet they're losing $1.4 billion a year.
Yeah. I should have pulled that feasibility study because they did post some stats on that maybe a few months ago when we talked about this last. Every once in a while, they sprinkle in some of these. And they make it sound like Missouri is going to be the place where they build this. I can't believe our governor would get behind something like this and dedicate billions of dollars on it.
St. Louis has lots of problems. And I think that they need, I don't like project housing, but they have so many homeless people there. They need housing.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of issues here. All the time we have. And I know it's not as bad as some of these other large cities like San Francisco and where the housing prices are so out of control. You have people using the ground everywhere, major streets as the bathroom. And, it's not that bad yet, but I'm telling you, we can use that money in so many better places.
I wanted to report on the immigrants. We got 5 Honduras families in here, and I have to tell you, I was impressed. They bought 5 houses.
Mm-hmm.
There's 5 families, and they bought 5 houses that had been sitting vacant for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how they've been abandoned, and I guess they were up for taxes.
Okay.
Anyway, they bought them, and in 2 weeks they put new metal roofs on them, put in new windows, and painted the outside of them and the trim and everything, and they look really pretty, and they've even put out azalea bushes.
Okay, so you've been monitoring the neighborhoods, the communities. You've been watching who comes in?
Oh, yeah, I watch what comes in here, but and I spoke to them. They're from Honduras.
Yeah.
And I was amazed that they have the money to put new metal roofs and everything on the houses, and they were all driving pretty late model big trucks that cost about $30,000 or $40,000.
Oh wow, yeah. Okay. Well, I wonder what the circumstances are.
They even have RVs that they parked in their yards.
Yeah, I wonder who brought them in. Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Well, that's how they came in. They came across a Mexican border with those RVs. That's how they got here.
Huh. Okay. Well, Bree, thanks for sharing that. Good to hear from you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. You do the same.
Bye. Yeah, and I know here in St. Louis, we have a really big Burmese population, but there's certain immigrants that come specifically here to St. Louis, which is awesome to see. I mean, if you're doing this legally and you're able to do all of these things, that's great. That's wonderful. Tim calling in from Fairview Heights. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how you doing, Ryan?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. I just had to comment on a similar situation here in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people maybe don't realize it, but our governor, JB, is sinking so much money into the light rail system between Chicago and St. Louis, and people aren't even interested in it.
Oh, yeah.
and if people don't, and it's, I don't know how many billions of dollars they already sunk into it, and they're saying that they could only get the train's maximum speed, like 117, where in other countries they got trains going 150, 160.
Yeah.
And they figure out it's only going to save, 45 or hour and 15 minutes between St. Louis and Chicago?
On that one, yeah. It's, I don't know, if you have a car and you have the ability to drive, I don't know why you'd go through the hassle of doing it.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, if you just wanted to not have to worry about doing anything, just hands-off experience.
Yeah.
But still, Tim, just the proof is it's not being used.
Right.
That's the proof. What do we need to spend $10 billion on something that's a novelty that we know is not going to be used?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
You're welcome. Bye.
Our tax dollars here in the state of Missouri shouldn't be the things to finance their passion products that they don't know if it's going to work or not. We should be investing in things that we know is going to work and that's going to actually help this state. So it should be as simple as that. David calling in from Iowa. Hey, David, what's going on?
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. I appreciate you taking my call. I don't want to, I don't want to directly, run down what you've been saying, but that angle of, won't work. Your predecessor 20 years ago was saying the same thing about their light rail in St. Louis. And despite the comment that ridership is down, man, 50,000 people a day are on that thing.
Ridership's down over the past 10 years, though.
Well, of course it is.
Yeah.
But it's still this huge number of people for the population of St. Louis. And I get that maybe those long-distance hauls aren't the right way to go, but I think that's really a question of, digging into those numbers. the St. Louis Fed, like, you know, I tried to do a little research before I called you. Mm-hmm. St. Louis Fed says it costs St. Louis area residents $6 a year to subsidize the light rail system that there is. And I'm like, well, what is that? Ride it twice? You know, like, that's not really all that expensive.
Okay.
And if it helps you out, from time to time, that seems like a decent buy.
So,
you know?
$6 spread out over 2.5 million or something like that, people? Is that what they're saying?
But 50,000 run them every day, you know?
Okay.
I realize that the people that don't ride are subsidizing the people that do. I get that.
But what we're talking about is something that's being underutilized in a city like the size of St. Louis. How do we expect that it's going to be overutilized between two large cities, between St. Louis and Kansas City?
Yeah.
It's not going to be. Yeah.
No, I take that point. I just mean that, like, you know, to some extent, 20 years ago, this idea that, like, St. Louis should have any rail at all, I heard the same things on this very station. And I feel like it's not clear that St. Louis Light Rail is a failure. So, again, I don't think that it's easy enough to go, nobody wants to do that between St. Louis and Kansas City. It's a huge bill to pay to get that done, but yeah. It's a little simplistic to say nobody will ride this. This won't do anything, right?
No. The part I disagree with is that, are we going to say this is our best investment? If we're going to try to invest something in Missouri,
all right.
is $10 billion, is this how we want to put the money in? I mean, just because some people could be happy they can use it, is subsidizing $10 billion so someone could get a $30 ticket to go across the state worth it? I don't think it's worth the $10
billion. Yeah, I can be behind you there. Yeah. Say, I expected to, you know, tune you in and hear you talk about Joe Biden's entry into the Democrat race. Did I miss that earlier?
No, Blues won, so I was in a good mood. I decided not to bring up Joe Biden.
You didn't do that at all. Do you care for a couple comments on that point?
What, on Joe Biden hopping into the I guess we're running a little bit late, so can you do it in 60 seconds?
For sure. I think one of the interesting things about it is that, Democratic primary voters are going to say things like, oh, we can't be behind him because of his record, thinking of things like the crime bill and Anita Hill hearings and the like. But something I think is interesting about his candidacy is if you were, there at the time, he had most of the country behind him with things like the crime bill and things like, playing a fairly straightforward he said, she said on those hearings. Most of the country was into that. So I think it's interesting that I expect Democratic primary voters to be, I don't like his record, but man, that record was pretty mainstream at the time, right?
Well, I would think when it comes to Joe Biden's biggest downfall is that he's going to run into the same problem that Bernie Sanders will run into. I don't think they want an old white dude. I think they want to run something that's not an old white dude. So it doesn't even matter at this point. They're not going to support him. I think that they're going to take the fun of him going in with high poll numbers, and it's just going to be a matter of time they realize that it's not a winning person that they're going to even back. So I think the Democrat Party by themselves are going to push him out.
Yeah, and I find it fascinating, too, that if, like, plagiarism chases you out of a prior a presidential run, like, why is it suddenly okay? I don't know.
All right. Hey, thanks, David.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye, Ryan.
Okay, we'll take a couple more calls. 314-436-7900 to round out the night here on Overnight America, KMOX.
Keeping you up and making you think. This is Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX.
Overnight America. All right, let's get a couple more calls before we say goodbye for the week. Zachary over in Illinois. Hey, what's going on? Hello? Uh-oh, did it not go through? Hold on, let me try to put hold. Zachary, are you there?
Oh, I'm right here.
Oh, there we go. The phone system did a little weird deal there. So what's going on?
It had been a ghost or something since you do all that paranormal activity
I
stuff.
I know. Now that I find out that there's no less than 4 ghosts that run around these studios, I am on edge all the time, not knowing what's going to be around the corner.
Never know. You never know. But hey, man, I'm about to enjoy my 4-day weekend here in a minute. I'm already at home just sitting here in my office. But we were just talking earlier today, and it sounds like you're pretty excited about Mo Game Con.
Yeah, the Mo Game Con. I definitely have to go this year because I'm someone that enjoys YouTube entertainment, and there's some YouTube personalities I watch all the time. Gaming Historian is one I watch every time. I love everything he puts out there. So when I saw he's coming over here, I was super excited.
Oh, yes. Norman Caruso is very good with his work, especially, like, I know with a couple calls that I've called in with you, if, again, for people who like documentaries on older technology and stuff, I mean, he's up there like PBS quality. Good stuff to watch.
You know what? I would say more entertaining than PBS quality. Now, PBS,
very.
PBS is good in its own right, but when it comes to like gaming things that I remember from my childhood, the way he brings up the history, he did one. My absolute favorite one he did was on how there was issues with the ownership of Nintendo trying to get partial ownership of the Seattle Mariners back when.
Yes.
Back when in the 90s, they declined it because they thought it wouldn't be good for a foreign company like Nintendo to have a partial ownership in an American company in something that's like, you know, the American pastime in baseball. I had no idea there was so much politics when it came to that.
There was.
That was an awesome video.
It was very good. Yeah, again, like the other ones he's done, like Tetris, like how the story of getting, how Tetris got through the iron wall and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, all the stuff he does is amazing, but you know, what's funny is that when I got home here, I'm sitting here, it's like, have they updated the site yet? And yes, they have. So, MoGameCon.com, yeah, check it out. And it shows all the people that are going to be there. And yeah. we got Pat Contry, Walter Day, who used to work for Twin Galaxies back in the day, who held all the world record stuff.
You know, we're going to have to do a lot more on this in the future. We just don't have a lot of time here tonight. But I want to get those guys on, and we're going to have to talk more about it. Hey, Zachary, I'm so glad you called in. Good to hear from you.
Hey, it's no problem, man.
All right, thanks.
No problem. Bye. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. Kesh giving us a call back. You're still driving up to Chicago. You give us a second call today, huh?
Well, yeah. Now that you talk about the super train, I can finally be saying one person who's for it.
Oh,
you can imagine why.
Yeah, because you're going from St. Louis to Chicago back and forth. Yeah, it's convenient for you. But, Kesh, what if someone said, you know what, it would be cheaper to just buy you a plane ticket and you can just fly than it is to spend the
$10 billion.
Well,
that actually was going to be my point. I don't know if you fly a lot. I do travel a lot around the country. Yeah, I've noticed one thing. From Chicago, I can go far distances, whether it's L.A., whether it's Tampa, whether it's Denver. I've flown to Tampa for $29 round trip.
Wow.
I've flown to Denver for $39 round trip.
Wow.
Guess what? The cheapest ticket to St. Louis I could ever find.
How much?
Over $150.
Okay, so
and this
that's
is
how it goes.
A 45-minute flight that goes up and down.
That's crazy.
It doesn't even stay up there.
All right,
if this thing gets built, I am...
You want it. You want in.
People.
All right, Kesh, we got to go. We're saying goodbye for the week.
Thanks.
I'm so glad you called back in. And call in again next time you're around. Have a good weekend. All right, enjoy your week. KMOX.com/ONA. We'll see you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.